Marcus, let's examine some major corporate developments that are reshaping American business. Amazon has claimed the number one spot on Fortune 500, ending Walmart's 13-year reign. This marks the first time in the ranking's 72-year history that the tech and retail giant holds the top position.
This Fortune 500 victory for Amazon is symbolically important, Sarah, but the underlying numbers tell a complex story. Amazon's revenue growth has been driven by both retail expansion and AWS cloud services, while Walmart has been primarily focused on traditional retail. The fact that a tech company can overtake the world's largest retailer shows how digital transformation is reshaping the entire economy.
We're also seeing some extraordinary developments in financial services. Jamie Dimon is personally pitching JP Morgan's wealthy clients on the SpaceX IPO in an unprecedented move. JP Morgan's CEO is hosting live discussions broadcast to 90 offices nationwide ahead of what could be the largest IPO in history.
Dimon personally pitching an IPO is almost unheard of. JP Morgan's CEO typically doesn't get involved in individual securities marketing, but SpaceX represents such a massive opportunity that they're deploying their highest level executive. This suggests they view SpaceX as potentially transformative for their wealth management business.
The numbers being discussed are staggering. If SpaceX becomes the largest IPO in history, we're talking about potentially hundreds of billions in market capitalization. That would dwarf most traditional industrial companies and represent a fundamental shift towards space economy valuations.
China is blocking U.S. stock access just as SpaceX is set to unveil IPO terms, which creates interesting geopolitical dynamics. Chinese investors won't be able to participate in what could be the defining American technology IPO of the decade. This represents further financial decoupling between the U.S. and China.
We're also seeing significant developments in quantum computing. Quantinuum raised $1.68 billion in what they're calling the largest quantum computing IPO. Quantum computing has been promising commercial breakthroughs for years, and this level of investment suggests investors believe practical applications are finally approaching.
The Federal Reserve is providing some sobering economic context. They're flagging rising bank loan delinquencies across consumer, commercial, and real estate categories. The Fed's semiannual supervision report showed modest increases in 2025, but any uptick in delinquencies during economic expansion is concerning.
Fed Chair Warsh is planning to scrap the dot plot at his first meeting, which would eliminate one of the Fed's primary communication tools. The dot plot shows individual Federal Reserve officials' interest rate projections, and removing it suggests Warsh wants less forward guidance and more flexibility.
Ray Dalio is making headlines with his assessment that the United States is past the point of no return on debt. Dalio's Bridgewater Associates manages over $100 billion, so his debt warnings carry significant weight in financial markets. If he's correct, we're looking at fundamental fiscal crisis ahead.
Treasury is releasing data showing that $82 billion in tax cuts went mostly to earners under $100,000. 97% of filers received cuts this past tax season, with tips and overtime deductions reaching tens of millions of workers. This challenges narratives about tax policy primarily benefiting wealthy Americans.
We're seeing some interesting international trade dynamics. Brazilian President Lula says Brazil can't accept proposed U.S. tariffs totaling up to 37.5%. This suggests the Trump administration is considering massive tariff increases on Brazilian imports, which could significantly impact agricultural and manufacturing trade.
There's also drama in the prediction market space. Polymarket is accusing Kalshi of corporate espionage, which shows how competitive these platforms have become. Prediction markets are increasingly important for both political forecasting and financial betting, so corporate espionage allegations suggest serious commercial stakes.
Prime Video is launching weekly top 10 charts without viewership numbers, which is a deliberate departure from Netflix's approach. Netflix publishes hours viewed alongside rankings, while Amazon is providing rankings without audience data. This suggests different strategic approaches to transparency and competition.
The Pentagon is facing $1 billion in unplanned fuel costs as gas prices reshape American spending patterns. Military logistics depend on predictable fuel costs, and billion-dollar overruns suggest either poor budgeting or dramatic price volatility that's affecting defense operations.